Step 6. Desiring change. We will experience freedom and fulfillment in life only when God's desires become our desires, God's way becomes our way, and God's word becomes our action plan. In the Bible it tells us, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need." From Psalm 37, verse 4, Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, and Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Each of us have long-established patterns of behavior that remain a challenge for us. We hang on to harmful ways of doing things because they seem to meet a need in our lives or help us avoid pain. Those who have a positive recovery experience are those who surrender their faulty beliefs and behaviors to God with the desire that God remove the underlying causes of their sinful behavior and the woundedness buried deep in their souls. God says, from the Bible, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me." From 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. We have all observed the devastating results of individuals who choose to live self-centered lives. Jesus taught and demonstrated that the key to a life that is truly happy, joyous, and free is the choosing of God's will over our own. When our goal is simply to be happy, we will fall into destructive, self-centered life patterns. When our goal is to love God and have a relationship with him, joy will be a natural outflowing of that relationship. A willingness to let God's priorities reshape our thinking and behaving provides a healthy foundation for a joyful, purposeful life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I need you. Every day, every hour, I need you. My request and desire is that you help me recognize my brokenness and come to you for healing. I want to be free from the bondage that holds me captive to my past. I want to live for you and honor you in all my ways. Amen.